With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is ordering a pause to all military aid to Ukraine. In a statement, a White House official said that the president's been clear that he's focused on peace and that our partners need to be as well. It went on to say that the U.S. is pausing and reviewing our aid to ensure that it's contributing to a solution. The Senate confirms former wrestling executive Linda McMahon as the nation's education chief. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
McMahon will face the competing tasks of winding down the education department while also escalating efforts to achieve Trump's agenda. Already, the Republican president has signed sweeping orders to rid America's schools of diversity programs and accommodations for transgender students while also calling for expanded school choice programs. At the same time, Trump has promised to shut down the department and said he wants McMahon to, quote, put herself out of a job. The Senate voted to confirm McMahon 51-45. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal authorities in Los Angeles say they've arrested two people in the human smuggling operation of 20,000 people from Guatemala to the U.S., in which each person was charged as much as $18,000. Acting U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles, Joe McNally, says the group committed a multitude of crimes.
The offenses alleged in the indictment show a criminal group that acted with callous disregard for a nation's immigration laws and no regard for the immigrants that they smuggled. They held individuals smuggled hostage for months, threatened them and their family members with violence, and others, including children, were killed in a horrific car crash in Oklahoma in 2023.
U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles, Joe McNally, a federal judge ordered the men, who themselves are here illegally, jailed without bond until their trial in April. This is SRN News. There's a warning about Mexico.
Americans think a lot about our southern neighbor, but primarily in the context of illegal immigration. But Open Doors U.S. says Mexico is now the second worst persecutor of Christians in all of Latin America, behind only Nicaragua, and number 31 on the worldwide ranking. The government isn't the problem. It's the giant drug cartels that virtually run the country. They don't hesitate to kill Christians who seek to help their victims or even try to broker peace. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has continued to block President Trump's plan to pull federal funding from institutions that provide sex change procedures on kids. U.S. District Court Judge Lauren King in Seattle issued a permanent injunction over the weekend. She previously granted a 2-week restraining order after the Democrat attorneys general of Washington, Oregon, and Minnesota sued the Trump administration. Colorado has since joined the case. This is SRN News. A big drop on Wall Street.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street Monday ahead of tariffs against key U.S. trading partners. The S&P 500 fell 1.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.5%. The NASDAQ Composite plunged 2.6%. The latest stumble for stocks follows several rocky weeks. The sell-off hit Wall Street late in the day. President Donald Trump said there was no room left for negotiations on tariffs against Canadian and Mexican imports. That dashed Wall Street's hopes that Trump would choose a less painful path for global trade. Treasury yields sank after a weaker-than-expected report on manufacturing. Damian Troisi, New York.
Cryptocurrency market is surging. It comes after President Trump announced his plans to create strategic reserve for crypto. Bitcoin spiked from about $85,000 to $94,000 on Sunday. More details at srnnews.com.